And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Hey, tomorrow night is our last broadcast, and I would like to mention our friends in Canada at CKTB. They are going to preempt George's show so they can run our show live. That's very cool of you guys. Appreciate that. And our friends in Santa Cruz going to be doing the same thing. And who knows where we have friends? Who knows? Who knows what lurks out there in the world of Phil Henry? But to our affiliates, every one of you who put us on early, every one of you who stayed with us, every one of you who got it, I mean, do you realize how unique you are? Do you realize what the cream of the broadcasting crop you is? I can only hope that someday you raise to the you raise yourselves to the level of COO, CEO, or COA hole, and you know start. Let's get this business moving again. All right. In the meantime, if you need me, I'll be working in television. Now then. Oh, I forgot. Ted, I'm sorry.
No, I was enjoying what you had to say. I agree with it. 100%.
Here we go.
Yeah. You know what, Phil? You're welcome in my restaurant anytime. Ted's in Beverly Hills open. We're open till 2 a.m. Of course, the Ted Lounge is there for you to relax and have a cocktail in. And, of course, great steaks all the time. Great place to take your date. Hey, we want to put our meat in your beep. I love that. Anyway, Phil, you know how we've been talking about all week is you and the fact that you're leaving the airways. I want to thank you very much for the years that you gave to our establishment. We were very proud to sponsor the Phil Henry Show.
Well, thank you, Ted, and I appreciate you doing that and all of the things that you did for our charity, my friend's place, your Laker tickets. We were able to, you know, use those.
Well, I will tell you that there was many a night I would come home to Marcy and tell her, oh, Phil did this, Phil did that. On the radio, just had a great time, can I invite you over this weekend or something?
You know what, I'm kind of busy this week. You know you're going to see me in the days ahead.
Well, I absolutely will.
I saw a thing, by the way, and I know that we want to talk about this, first-class dining.
Yeah.
That was in it's a little tiny blurb in the restaurant magazine. That I saw.
Well, let me tell you what we're trying to get away from at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We are a steakhouse. We are a fine dining establishment. And because we're a fine dining establishment, we're trying to get away from the idea of the doggy bag. You've heard this idea of the doggy bag. We are a restaurant in Beverly Hills. And what that means is there's a certain presentation that our customers are a part of. You know, one of those parts of the presentation, of course, is our dress code. You know, the gentlemen are asked to wear a jacket. The ladies are asked to wear some kind of a dress or skirt. We also ask, of course, that people's demeanor in our restaurant is respectful to other diners. And lastly, we ask that when you order your food, you order your entree along with your desserts or your starter or whatever, that you finish what you're eating or you simply leave it for us to bus it off the table because we're not going to do any doggy bags, which is something we don't do, and I just don't know.
Why not?
Well, again, this gets back to presentation. When you get,
we're talking about doggy bag. When people...
Yeah, when people will ask you, can I get a doggy bag? And, you know, I would hear someone say that, and I remember it would just a little bit grate on me, and I couldn't get really why. And I went home, and I talked to some friends of mine. I talked to Bob Sanchez, who's the owner of Eduardo's, which is up the street from us. And he said, well, I'll tell you why. Because what a doggy bag represents, two things. When a patron leaves your restaurant carrying a doggy bag, the statement is that your restaurant is not a cut above. You've got people that are taking their food home. And it's hard for me to say this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Are you saying that the people, if somebody carries a doggy bag out, they look economically as if...
Well, they don't look as if they are part of a polished professional business class. They look like people who, in other words, need to, I better take this home because I might need the food. You know, I understand that there are people out there who, for whatever reason, will, you know, they'll try to get a little extra at the all-you-can-eat. They'll try to hide the ribs in their purse or something like this. You don't do that at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're a first-class dining establishment. And when you walk out of my restaurant with a doggy bag, you are saying to the other patrons that are coming in, I have to take home food because I can eat this later on, and that means that I'm a kind of an individual that you probably are not. Because most of the people who eat here are professional people from the area, a lot of people in the entertainment business. And you, I got to tell you something, Phil. We had Billy St. John in the other day. I know you know Billy.
Yeah.
And Billy just got done doing a movie, and he said to me, I see a lot of people with the doggy bags. What is that about? And I could tell what he was asking. He thought he was in a show business place. And
yeah, but you don't just have show business people.
No. But we don't have that. Look, this isn't Outback. You know, people that dine at Red Lobster, yes, a doggy bag. People that dine at Outback, yes, a doggy bag. People that dine at, you know, Sizzler, this kind of thing. You don't. This is Ted's of Beverly Hills, and I'm Ted Bell. You understand what I'm saying, Phil? And it's
all right. So you don't want to have the appearance that you're letting people in that need to bring the food home, because that makes it look like you've got. It almost sounds insulting to those people.
No, it's not insulting. Look, if you belong at Red Lobster, you belong at Red Lobster. Why would you come into my restaurant and walk around, hi, I'm a Red Lobster customer, and I thought I'd come in here to Ted's and cheapen it up a little bit. I shouldn't have...
See, that's a little tough.
Well, I don't know how to put it, but you're cheapening my place up. But the other aspect of the doggy bag that I think is even more pivotal, and this goes to the economics of it, when you walk out of my restaurant with a doggy bag, you're saying to the people coming in, the food is good enough for my dog.
Oh, come on, Ted.
No. Listen. In other words, how is an individual who is standing in the lobby of my restaurant to know that you like the food or you don't like the food? That to them, you don't like the food, but you know what? We'll take it home and feed it to a cat. This, to me, is, well, you ask anybody who owns a restaurant.
Would you say that most restaurateurs do not like the doggy bag for these reasons?
Oh, I absolutely. But most of them will let you take a doggy bag because they cater to that kind of customer. We don't, and I've tried in the best way possible, in the most respectful way to say, we don't do that. And now I'm going to have to just say it. And we did. We started last weekend. We're not. We don't do, you're not going to take a doggy bag. And if you don't like the policy, you're welcome to go into the Ted Lounge and have a cocktail, but, you know, you're not going to eat dinner.
All right. Our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, we're talking to Ted Bell, our sponsor of this hour of the Phil Hendry Show, Ted's of Beverly Hills. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The doggy bag started out, though, in the restaurant business. When I was a kid, literally, they would give you a bag and it had a dog's picture.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of things they did.
But, you know, when I was a kid, we used to eat at this place. I'll never forget the joint. It was on Huntington Drive in San Marino called Woody and Eddie's. Do you remember that?
I remember Woody and Eddie's, yeah. It was a great place. It was one of those dark places.
Yeah, I always thought, of course, when you're a nine-year-old kid, you think it's, oh, wow, it's cool, you know, to go in because it's dark, leather booth, and the steaks and everything, and I had to wear a little jacket.
Well, but that was then. You see,
but when we would say, can we have a doggy bag, they would bring us a bag and it would have a dog on it, and you'd actually give it to your dog.
Well, people did do that. But it began to take on, and I think the doggy bag was something you only got in a really good steakhouse because they served steaks, the T-bone, or the porterhouse that had that nice bone that a dog would like. Now, the doggy bag, and of course, like everything else, it starts with the fine dining establishments, and then it goes down to your Red Lobsters, your Bennigans. Now, they do doggy bags. Well, I'm not going to do that anymore. So you walk into my place, can I have a doggy bag? No, you can't. You know. Now, let me tell you what we've done. We have told people no doggy bags. Now, Billy, I mentioned Billy St. John. He was with his girlfriend. She asked, but before when they sat down, I said, look, we don't do doggy bags, because I seat Billy personally. There's a few people that come in that I seat. And I said, we're not doing doggy bags. And she said to me, why? And I said, Billy, you know what the thing. And he had to take her into the bar.
And why? What did you do that for?
Because I told her we're not doing doggy bags.
But she asked you why.
In other words, what she was doing was she was questioning the policy. But I'm not going to tell her what I'm going to get into explaining it. If you need to understand why a fine dining establishment like Ted's of Beverly Hills doesn't do doggy bags, and you need that explained to you, first of all, I said to Billy as they were walking out, I said, what is she, an extra? You know, I didn't know who he was dating.
And all right, well, hold on for a minute.
But the point is, you don't ask me why. You just, I'm not putting that in a doggy bag. You can either finish it or we'll bust it off the table. Either one, it's not going into a doggy bag.
All right, Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills, 1-800-449-8686. It's an interesting, it's kind of an interesting conversation, man. I take a lot of doggy bags home. I can't say that I've taken one home from your place. Elizabeth, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on this conversation, which I find to be shocking in a way. I was in the movie business for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I've eaten in every fine restaurant in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, who am I speaking with? This is Ted Bell, Elizabeth.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
And do I know you? Have you been in my place?
No, I've moved out of the area a couple of years ago, and I live on the Central Coast.
This is Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes, of course.
Is it?
No. And
She sounds a lot like Liz Taylor.
Let me just say this.
All right.
There's a lot of women, particularly, who don't want to eat an entire meal.
Uh-huh.
And if the food's delicious,
yes,
you'd like to take it home instead of throwing it away. And
that's my call.
Your attitude.
No. What I'm saying, Elizabeth, is that's my call. You come into my restaurant, you order a meal, great. If this is Elizabeth Taylor, I don't think I'm talking out of school, I haven't seen a meal yet that you'd needed to take home.
Well, Ted,
yeah.
I'll just be real clear. I'm never coming to your restaurant.
Let me jump in for a minute if I could. If this is not Elizabeth Taylor, correct?
This is not Elizabeth Taylor.
All right,
Taylor.
Ted.
All right, okay. Elizabeth, here's the thing. You're welcome. We serve a beautiful steak, and you are welcome to sit and enjoy that steak. Now, if you don't finish it, you don't have to finish it. But I don't want you putting it in a bag and traipsing out the front door like you're walking out of Outback.
Well, it's so wrong-headed and so snobbish that I can't even believe you're saying
well,
that.
Well, let me ask this, Ted. Is it that important to the image?
Yes, it's that important. If you have people...
I think you're absolutely wrong.
No. Listen, if you have people sitting in the outer foyer, in the lobby area, they're talking, they're having a drink, we have a fine dining establishment. Now out comes Elizabeth with her husband, and they've got a bag with grease stains on the bottom of it, and suddenly it looks like they just walked off the salad bar at Sizzler. And people want to know what kind of a dump they're in.
All I called to say was I couldn't disagree with you more, and I would never come to your restaurant, because with that attitude, there for sure would be something else I wouldn't like.
You ask around. Ted's of Beverly Hills got the finest steak. And like we say, you put our meat in your mouth, you are going, and not only that, come on into the tent. Look, at Elizabeth, you come in. Dinner's on me. Now, feel better?
No, I wouldn't.
Dinner's on me.
It's the principle of the thing.
The baked potato tree.
It's the principle of the thing. You're insulting so many people.
No, I'm not insulting. All I'm doing is saying, if you're the kind of person who wants
around,
to walk out and...
I've been around Hollywood people for 25
absolutely.
Years.
Absolutely. And
any
they,
one of them that would look down their nose at a doggy bag, and you could call it a take-home container or whatever you want.
What is this, McDonald's?
Is someone who is insecure.
Look, I got a break.
No, but I want to make this one final point.
Somebody
walks out of the restaurant with a doggy bag, and what are they saying? You know, the food isn't all that great, but I think I'll give it to my, I'll grind it up and give it to a mutt. Oh, thanks a lot. Thank you. See?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, I don't think...
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. We got to take a break real fast, Ted. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. Ted's of Beverly Hills is not allowing people to leave with doggy bags. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Good weekend. Very lucrative.
Ted.
If you had a baseball steak the way you really like it, let me tell you something. You come into Ted's in Beverly Hills, I don't care what time of day. We open at 10 o'clock in the morning for a great-tasted baseball steak.
Here at Ted's
in Beverly Hills.
We want to put our meat in your...
Beep. Oh.
Well, you had to do that for the...
I understand that, Phil. I understand that. I got to tell you something. I'm going to miss you on the radio. I'm going to miss talking to you.
Well, I'm going to miss you, man. Can I get back to this idea? Now, Billy St. John came into your restaurant with his girlfriend. And Billy's an actor. Just gave us. He makes those nuts.
He makes those the almond slivers in butter.
Yeah,
they're fantastic. I said to you, you know, Billy, what is it with you? You're a great actor. You're a cook. Are you trying to make me feel completely emasculated in a suicide case? And of course, he laughed. But what I said to his girlfriend, I forget her name, and I haven't seen her with him. Probably some girl that he was. Let me tell you what, by the way, Billy, we've got Billy's nuts on our cocktail bar. I just wanted him to know that. We put them in all the little containers, and boy, people sit down, they watch the ball game, they go nuts for the nuts. But
so what did his girlfriend say?
Well, I said there are no doggy bags, and she said, why? And I said, okay, Billy, get her into the bar. Now, once he did, he came out, he said, what's going on? I said, well, we're not doing doggy bags, and she's asking me why. And he said, okay, I understand. So
no, wait, hold on. I don't understand why.
It's the policy of my restaurant.
Okay.
I've explained it to you because you're a longtime radio personality, Phil. We sponsor your show, but I'm not going to... I don't have to explain it to... If I've got to explain to people why, what are they doing in my restaurant? This is a fine dining establishment, not some place where you come and get a meal for your cat. Oh, my God! I mean, if you think about that...
No, nobody's going in to get a meal for their cat. People are going...
Yeah, but if you're walking out with a doggy bag, they're saying, Jesus, the food here must be terrible, but I guess it's good enough for someone's scroungy, mange-ridden mutt. And you've got to understand, I haven't worked all the years that I have, brought this place out of near bankruptcy after my father drank up the profits, to have people sit in the foyer and say, oh, guess what? The food here is good enough for a dog. No, thank you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to another phone call here. I got Dana on the line. Dana, hi. Go ahead.
Hi. I just have a question. I'm kind of enjoying the conversation while I'm driving. I find it very interesting.
It is fun.
But my question for you is this. Would it be different for you if people were taking the food home and eating it themselves as opposed
it's no different, no. Because what it's saying is this. I do not want my restaurant to have the appearance of one of these family-style buffet places where you're walking out with a bag of food, you see? This is an adult dining restaurant where you come in with a date or your wife or your husband. You sit down and you enjoy an elegant meal. You eat it, and you leave holding nothing more than the hand of the one you love, her jacket, her coat, or... You know, as they say, you're holding on to your number one, you know.
Okay, Ted.
Well, I think it's great. I think you're setting a great ambiance. But my question, I have one other thing.
But
do people
I don't
leave
want
a
you...
lot of food on their plate?
Oftentimes, yeah.
Okay, and you just throw it out?
Of course, yes.
Why don't you just offer smaller portions?
Is this all she's going to do?
Is that all you got, Dana?
Yeah,
because I don't answer questions.
Okay.
All right?
I understand.
Okay,
well, good luck.
Thanks very much.
1-800-449-8686. Leslie, go ahead.
You can tell she's not going to come in.
Go ahead, Leslie.
I'm here.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, Ted. I called to tell you, I mean, stop fancying it up. What you're honestly saying, your restaurant is not fought for people who are neither wealthy enough nor needed enough to throw away food.
No,
hold
on. What do you mean throw it?
I paid for that food, Ted.
Yes, you did.
I bought that from you.
Yes, you did.
And what I do with it thereafter should be...
No. When you buy food in a restaurant, you buy it under a certain license. There is a certain license that comes with buying food in a restaurant. And that license, for instance, I'll tell you what you can't do with it. You can't pick it up and throw it. You're not allowed to take it and wave it around. You're not allowed to, there's a lot of things you can't do with food in a restaurant.
That would be destructive to your ambiance, however, leaving your restaurant does not imply that I'm
leaving my dog there. It's upsetting to my ambiance to see you walking out with a bag there in your hand, holding it like there's a bottle of wine in it, and you're going to take it home and you're going to throw it into a dog run.
You're mistaken. I have no dog, and I frequently take food that the portions are too large.
I understand.
I eat them later.
Well,
what it says to me to see someone coming out of a restaurant with food in their arms,
why did you order a large portion? Why didn't you order a portion you could finish?
Been to a restaurant, maybe. I don't know what they are, but that's kind of
It's right on the menu. We got a 32-ounce baseball steak.
Well, I certainly wouldn't go that far.
We got a 28-ounce baseball steak.
Would you like to know what the real person in the lobby thinks when they see the food leave?
Leslie, hold on for a minute, and Ted, you too.
Well, I don't know what she's driving at.
All right, hold on for a minute.
And that other old bag.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know how drunk a black man has to get to sleep with Reba McEntire.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And remember, Ted's of Beverly Hills, we don't have a doggy bag policy. No doggy bags. We give that food to our busboys, recently arrived immigrants from Mexico. They eat it, unless you want to starve them.
Wait a minute. In other words, the food that isn't eaten, you take back and the busboys get it?
Yeah, a lot of the times they do. A lot of the times they do.
Do they always get it?
Well, no, not always. Sometimes it depends on how busy we are that night. If we can box it up for some of these busboys, you know, they're up from Mexico or whatever. Sometimes you got to throw it away. So it doesn't matter. And I find myself spending a lot of time here tonight, Phil, talking about, oh, well, what do you do with the food? The point is, in my restaurant, you don't go traipsing out the front door holding a doggy bag. With, you know, where you can see that kind of the darkened paper of the bag because there's grease, and the person's there, and the customers that are coming in are saying, all right, now what is the food bad, or is this the kind of place where a guy that they couldn't get a seat out back, so they're here. See, that's what I'm worried about.
You're worried about the perception.
Yes, the perception that a doggy bag brings is this family style food on the rug. Don't have a guy to take care of it. Toilet paper on the floor in a men's room, that kind of a place. No. Not me. Not at Ted's. If you go into our men's room or a ladies' room, all of the toilet stalls have beautiful teak wood doors. We send a kid in there every few minutes to make sure it's clean. In other words, when a customer goes in there and comes out, we send someone in there to clean it up, to clean up whatever he left on the floor, which, you know, excuse me, that doesn't mean he has, but I don't want anyone going into the restrooms in our restaurant and feeling like they want to be sick. And I don't want anybody not wanting to sit in a booth near our restrooms, because I know you're like that, right, Phil?
You know, for some reason, I don't want a booth next to the restroom. No, I don't. First of all, I don't want to be sitting there with people going back and forth. And when the door swings open and you can smell that kind of I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, no, man, I don't.
Yeah, exactly. We keep our cans clean. And any customer that goes in there and thinks they're going to pee on the floor, and excuse me for saying this, Phil, we got someone in there, they're going to clean it right up. All right? Now, I didn't want to have to talk about this, but I want people to know this. That's the kind of joint you're coming into. And when you think you're going to walk out of my place with a doggy bag saying, hi, this is our doggy bag, and we couldn't finish our peas and our... What dog eats a baked potato skin? Yeah. I think I rest my case.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Now, we had to break off. We have Leslie back. Go ahead, Leslie. You had some other points you wanted to make.
Hi, Ted. Sorry, I was
no problem.
Disconnected from you. However, the point I wanted to make with you is I think your perception of how people see a doggy bag is not correct. It's not that we're taking it home to our dog. I think it speaks well of your restaurant. The food is so delicious that we don't dare leave it on the table.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Or throw it in the trash. And I think you could solve your dilemma. You're putting so much weight in a doggy bag.
Well,
you design the most wonderful container in the world that everyone that sees it says, oh, they've been to Ted's. That place is fantastic. Look, they take it.
No. This isn't some joint on Bourbon Street. You know, we're not a tourist trap. We're not a tourist trap. You know, you're not walking around with your big Pat O'Brien's Hurricane Cup. No.
Sure.
No, not me. No. In my place, you sit down, you eat. The only thing that people are going to see when you come out of my restaurant, know you've been in my restaurant, and forgive me, but we make a joke about this. If the next morning when you do your business, there's a few kernels of corn that you leave behind in the toilet, the guy was at Ted's.
Oh, that's great.
Well, no, I mean...
You Jesus. Prefer that to a doggy
well,
bag.
People at Ted's,
we're on different planes, pal.
Look, what do you do? Do you eat at Kookaroo? Is that it?
Beg your pardon? I'm not even in your area. I'm in Atlanta, where there's a number of fine restaurants.
What do you have, Kookaroo?
We fancy them on.
Do you have Kookaroos down there? Because a lot of these...
No.
The gays go into Kookaroo, and they come out with a bag. Forget it. See, there's a Kookaroo. It's called a Kookaroo perception. A Kookaroo is frequented by our gay people, and they're wonderful people, but they love to doggy bag it. You see a guy walking out of a restaurant with a doggy bag, you go, well, there goes another queer. And
Come on, man.
Well, I'm sorry. But
that's
rude.
I'm sorry. But it doesn't You know, it's just, I can't have two men walking out with doggy bags. I can't have it, I tell you.
All right, look, Leslie, thank you for your call. Let's go over to Scott. We got to move along here. 1-800-449-8686. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, the one common theme running through everything you say is that you're massively insecure, both about yourself and about your restaurant. If you weren't insecure about yourself, you wouldn't have a problem answering questions.
I'm talking about a doggy bag, that's all. We don't do it.
Well, you refuse to answer questions when people ask you questions. That's insecurity.
No, it's company policy.
Worry more about your food than the perception. If the doggy bag is going to drip grease, then that's making a statement about the greasy food that you're serving.
It could be gravy, it could be au jus, it could be any number of things, but you're carrying a bag out, the bottom's going to fall out of it because it's so soaked with grease and gravy, and the guy's standing there talking to his friend that he just, you know, and it all looks like we're all meeting here in the foyer of Marie Callender's. Yeah, thanks.
You're giving it the worst interpretation. Sir, I've eaten at the greatest steakhouse in the world, Peter Luger's in New York. And they give you a doggy bag to take out,
yeah.
And I've never heard anyone say a bad word about Peter Luger's steakhouse.
Hey, amen to that, Scott. Peter Luger's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, right over the river, and in Manhattan.
Oh, my God, is that a fan?
Look, I know all about Peter Luger's. You know, look, first of all, the guys are all running around with aprons, okay? They cut the steak up at the table. They don't take plastic, all right? My place is a class joint. It's not a neighborhood bar, okay? Peter Luger's is a corner bar. That happens to serve a good steak.
Of the best reputations
around. It's a freaking
great
steak. It's the greatest steak I've ever had. I mean, you serve a good steak.
Hold on.
It's a great...
Am I a sponsor?
Yes, you're a...
Okay, then what... If I'm paying airtime and you say Peter Luger has a better steak than me, then why am I throwing my money down a rat hole here?
I think you're burying yourself worse than the commentator is burying you.
I have been
about gays and things like that. Exactly going to attract people to your wonderful restaurant.
Wait a minute.
Nice ambiance would be a place where everyone's accepted, where the food is delicious,
yes.
And where people can take home that which they've previously.
And the other thing about Peter Luger's is the ambiance isn't all that great. You got a whole lot of people bellying up with shots and beers. This is a place where you can take your wife.
I took my wife to Peter Luger's.
Oh, bull crap, Phil. It's over in Brooklyn.
No, I did. It was a great time. Look, you're talking about fine dining, and...
I'm telling you this. You got a lot of gays that come out of Kookaroos with doggy bags. This guy, Scott, now wants my place to be put on a pin map. Somebody somewhere at GLAD wants to stick a pin in a map and say, Ted's, our favorite spot. And all I'm saying...
Don't you want gay people in your restaurant?
I don't mind that.
Then what is it... You're saying if two guys are walking out with a doggy bag, they're gay?
Look, at Scott, you're right. I should be the kind to gays. They know how to eat meat.
That's real, real adult of you, man.
You are burying yourself. I would go back in the kitchen where nobody can hear you and see you.
I didn't say anything wrong.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did say something wrong, Ted, you ass.
You called me an ass.
Yeah.
So you're building up Peter Luger's like it's the greatest meat you ever slipped in your mouth, and now you're telling me that I'm an ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Peter Luger does make a great steak. And you make a great steak, too. But the idea of not having a doggy bag, okay, that's fine. I take exception to the fact you won't even answer the question of people who want to know why.
What business
that was my question.
What business is it of theirs? It's my restaurant.
So if someone asks you a question, you bump them into the lounge.
All right, Scott.
Rather than answering their question. If you have a good reason for what you're doing, you wouldn't be so insecure about
it. I answered the question. I said I don't do it because it looks low rent to have people standing around in the lobby with a cigar butt and a doggy bag.
Why did you bounce this actor's girlfriend into the lounge? And why do you demean her on the public radio everybody can hear?
Look, Billy St. John's a good friend of mine. Billy was with some poobah that he met on a movie set. I don't know. But the fact
Don't that, do that, okay?
Well, the fact is this. Do I ask you, Scott, when you're walking out of a restaurant with a piece of meat, what you're going to do with it when you get home? No. So why are you...
How are you going to eat it?
Yeah, but I'm not going to intrude. I'm not going to assume that.
All right.
Just one item of curiosity.
Yeah.
Do you allow people to split dinners? So they don't have to leave half their meal there for you?
No, we have a menu-priced. Entrees are not split. We've got marvelous different cuts of meat, different steaks. We have chops. We've got chicken. We've got ribs. We've got everything. Something for everybody. I sent Billy's girlfriend to the lounge And I said, go on in there and suck on some of Billy's nuts. And so she all of a sudden starts...
Will you watch your language?
No, that's what I said, and that's when Billy got upset with me.
Well, you know what you're saying, man, is double entendre.
You know what, as a former boxer, I would have decked you if you said that to the woman that I was with, man.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. No. You're not going to, you're not going to deck Ted Bell in his place. No one clocks Ted Bell in his restaurant. You can go outside with me, but it's going to have the same result.
Okay, Ted, you're a real badass. Look, Scott, thanks so much.
I'm not a badass.
Scott, thanks so much. You made some good points, man.
Hey, thanks
all
for
right,
backing
all right.
me up.
1-800-449-8686. Tara, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I have two quick points to make.
Uh-huh.
One is that there are many...
I don't know why I'm on the phone still with these people.
I'm on your side, so... There are many arguments that you can make. One could be, patrons saying, hey, I paid for it, I want it. But, Ted, really? It's your restaurant. You do whatever you want to do, and forget these people.
Yeah, but the problem is, I got this guy who wants to clock me. I got Mom's Mabley there I talked to a few minutes ago who wants to give me advice on how a bag looks. I got
who's Mom's Mabley?
No.
The lady that was all blah, 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 blah. She was calling from
Leslie,
Atlanta.
I think.
And I got another guy who's telling, everybody wants, and that Doreen or whatever she was, she didn't even sound like she's got, I don't think she paid the price for teeth good enough to sink them into one of my steaks.
The thing is, but are they going to ruin your restaurant?
I think it's going to ruin my restaurant if they go traipsing out of there with a bag. Yeah.
All right, I got to take a break. I'm sorry, I'm running a little late here. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I haven't made my point yet.
I got to take a break here.
Peter Luger. Let's just say this. Hi, I'm Ted Bell for Peter Luger's. What an ass, man. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, look, hold on for a minute. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bus table 3, and you can take your cigarette break.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have got a porterhouse steak with your name seared into it. That's right. If you come down to Ted's, ask us for a porterhouse. We'll sear your name right into it.
Here at Ted's.
If the cow doesn't mind.
You want to put our meat in your...
And this portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. They've stopped giving out doggy bags. They don't even want people asking, are you dimming the lights in here? We are having a light problem, Ted.
We don't have a power problem here yet, but it could be one of those brownouts. We got very hot days lately.
Oh, boy. Please, don't say that. No doggy bags. You don't even want to explain the policy. You told Billy St. John's girlfriend to just get into the bar.
Well, I'm not going to sit there and tell some extra. Yeah, well, here's why we have the policy. Look, she's taken up booth space that maybe if Jennifer and Vince want to come in, or if Vince has got some guys he wants to come in. So all I'm saying is... no doggy bag. Finish what you eat. Otherwise, I'm going to take it back and maybe give it to our Mexican staff. Maybe I'll throw it in a garbage can. Maybe I'll eat it myself. It's not their business. I have the you're licensing the food from me. See, in other words, when you come into a restaurant, you're buying the food, yes, but you're licensing the experience. So you're buying a license from me to eat that food, but you eat it the way I say you eat it, or guess what? You don't get to eat it. You... And the extra that Billy brought in, and everybody else goes into Ted's Lounge, and they can suck on the nuts.
All right, when do we have to break? Right now? All right, then I got to go back to some calls, Ted.
We got a big party coming in at 8.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'll run over the top of you and every member of your family.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, we don't have
Doggy
Bag.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Are we on?
Yeah, what's up?
Come on.
Ted's of Beverly Hills in...
Well, hold on for a minute, Ted. Hold on.
What?
What happened there?
Someone had... One of the busboys gave a bag. Carter would have, or I have him, I want to talk to him later. He gave her a bag, and she tried to get out of here with it. I got it from her.
Did you take a bag of food away from a customer?
Yes, I did. And see, that was not supposed to be something that was on the air, so I don't know what happened. You might want to check with your engineer.
Well, the mic was, we were back. I got to take a phone call here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. But you physically took that bag away from that woman?
There she goes.
I got it.
Get out of here. She tried to get out the back. Valet, she's coming around. Some woman, Phil, who tried to get a... She had a baseball stick. And Eduardo gave her a bag, and I told him not to, and he thought she wanted to take... We have a corking policy, so she brought in a bottle of scotch, and that should have been my first tip-off. And then she used the bag that she brought the scotch in with to try to get out of here with a half-eaten baseball stick. That's okay. She went out the back. No, she went out the back. It's all right. God.
What were you doing, chasing her?
I was chasing her, yeah, because...
Why'd you give up?
Because if she goes out the back, no one's going to see her. God.
Let me get to a phone call here. Thomas, go ahead. Thomas?
Hi.
Hi, dude. You're on the air with Ted Bell.
Hi, Ted.
Yes, sir.
You know, my question to you is, when was the last time somebody actually brought home a box and fed it to their dog? I mean, I go to a nice restaurant, and I just think the food's delicious, and I can't eat it all. You know,
well,
a nice late-night snack.
What about
you
what about your kids?
Actually, I am one of the kids in my family.
Oh, you're not... I'm sorry. I thought you... I'm so used to talking to adults, I thought you might have been a man, you know, a midget or something. No one feeds a box to their dog. We're talking about the meat. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, if your meat is as good as you say it is, then it sounds like it's great eating late at night.
You know what? Truer words were never spoke.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know I'm gay, right?